I'm Jennifer Castoldi from Trendies International, and I'm back with Nick DePresse, the trend coach for Mood, Meet Only Original Designs. And we are coming to you live from Brussels on the show floor. And right now we have the privilege of speaking with Nick about the new innovation platform, which has expanded into not only more show space on the floor, but also a seminar series that was full of interesting tidbits. So Nick, tell us all about the seminar for the love of innovation.
Well, we called it For the Love of Innovation, after For the Love of God of Damien Hirst, of course. I wanted the name, the word love, into it. Because technically speaking, if we talk about innovations, it's mostly about chemistry, about techniques, about weaving techniques and everything. But what we often forget is that passion and love has to be involved to create innovations. So I start always by saying that there are two types of innovations. We have the disruptive innovation, which are completely change a market. And on the other hand, you have the implemental innovations. And they are often there for a long time. So at a certain period, you start to use them, sometimes after 10 years. Now, for the disruptive innovations, you must know that when a new idea comes up that can totally change the market, it may take 10 to even 20 years before it is really adapted by the market. So we wanted to make this innovation seminar because we believe that in textiles we need a lot of innovations to be ready for the future, because a lot of things are changing. The future will never be as it was before. So we will need innovations to go on and to re-industrialize Europe.
Excellent. And can you tell us a bit of information about the speakers you had, what they were presenting?
Yes, the keynote speaker was Marco Baas. He is the former decan of TU Delft, Yes Delft, the incubator Yes Delft. The man has been working there for about 10 years, I think. So it's a company who only accepts disruptive innovations, otherwise you can't get in. So they support them in different ways. So he talked about his vision on new innovations and how to bring them to the market. And also he tried to explain why innovations grow better in smaller companies than in big companies who are completely stuck into their structures. So it's better to have a small company who's free to think and to be creative in any ways. So that's what he explained. I think if I can point out one or two highlights, what I found very interesting was Devon Chemicals was presented by Alain Langerock, who's a very good speaker also. And he explained all about phase change materials. And phase change materials is actually a completely chemical process in which you could compare with ice becoming water, or water becoming ice, or even water becoming gas. You know, this is a phase change. And to change that phase, you need a lot of energy. And this is what it is all about. So you take out energy, mostly warmth, mm-hmm. or you give it back. And by reproducing that melting idea into chemical little molecular balls, which they introduce in fibers, you can actually play with warmth and cooling and heating. So phase change materials will be introduced into yarns. And with these yarns, we will be weaving completely new textiles, which I think will be important in the future.
And I think textiles like that with the phase change materials are great for blankets for heating and cooling, as well as upholstery that can help you regulate your body temperature when you're sitting on it, correct?
Absolutely, and he even brought an example to the auditorium, and one of the people had to sit on it, and she felt too warm, so by sitting on it, she immediately was cooling down. So it already exists. It's very new still, and I think it is time that we bring those things to the market.
Excellent. And what other tidbits would you like to share from the seminar?
Well, one of them was all about architecture. And it's mainly about textiles and architecture. And mainly they are based on what is happening in nature. So their example was out of a flower which when you pull it open, it completely bends and a structure is going open. And they experienced on that. And I think that was very interesting to see how they implemented this into buildings and how they really... succeed to have a crossbreeding between a creative idea and a completely technical solution. But still it is based on textiles, because textiles have all the possibilities to all this, to all these experiments, and to make beautiful things in architecture.
And expanding upon the platform that Mood has had for years, their innovation platform, where it's a sample bank of inspiration beyond your wildest dreams. Do you want to talk about the sample bank this year?
Yes, absolutely. The sample bank is, to start with, twice as big as it used to be. So when we started, we had exhibitors and non-exhibitors bringing their samples in, often prototypes also. Now we have very nice examples into that sample bank. But what is new to us this year is that we have new partners. Trendies is one of them, Mix is one of them, and CLC is one of them. And we asked them, and we thought that was a very inspiring idea, to go into the market and to look for us after the very newest and innovative fabrics that they could find. And everybody did that from his own point of view. And, well, I think what we have now on the sample bank, it's impressive. I took the visitors over there, and I must say, they are all very impressed. It's they like it, absolutely.
So Mood Brussels 2012, the main theme has all been about innovation. In case you missed the show, the innovation platform samples are available to view online with all of the contact details at moodbrussels.com. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back again soon.